What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Trump's 12-day Asian trip, and he's in Manila right now, it's not a stunning success in foreign policy. I mean, they're pointing to a lot of symbolic things like Trump got to have dinner in the Forbidden City, which is like the first time a foreign leader was accorded that honor, as opposed to Barack Obama, who they wouldn't even give him a stare for his airplane here. But behind it all, in terms of the actual agendas being sought, Trump really isn't getting what he wanted to get. The America First rhetoric for the economy from Beijing was met with a very cool response. The same thing with Trump's insistence that China fix the North Korea problem. And Trump is out there saying, well, it's just a matter of Xi Jinping making up his mind to do so. Well, obviously, Xi Jinping is very cautious about getting caught up in putting pressure on a country with provable nuclear weapons. Even though China is a nuclear power, nobody wants to start that. And then, of course, you had Trump's half-hearted pitch on the U.S. trade imbalance with China, which was not entirely connected with reality. And the problem, he said, was not the Chinese, who he complimented on for their cleverness, but on the flaccid policies of prior American administrations. Now, there is some truth to that. But what would Trump do differently? Not really all that much, except it seems give a big tax cut with no strings attached to fat corporations that are thrilled to keep moving their operations overseas. And by the way, IBM now has more employees in India than they do here in the United States of America. Now, as you know, the war hawks are out there. Yes, North Korea, let's do North Korea. Let's go on in. Decapitation strike won't work. We don't know where all the nukes and missiles are. We're going to have a ground war. But Lieutenant General Jean-Marc Joas warned in a leaked member to members of Congress that U.S. troops trying to invade North Korea would lose because they're so vastly outnumbered. North Korea has a huge amount of their population in uniform, under arms right now. And we didn't do all that well in the first Korean War. And there was actually at one point a very serious consideration to reverse that with nuclear weapons. Thankfully, that didn't go ahead. Instead, they declared a ceasefire at the 38th parallel, and they've been making stink face over that fence at each other ever since. Technically, the Korean War never ended. And it was only, what, 6 years ago that the two Koreas were actually talking about declaring the war over. It's called the Sunshine Policy, getting rid of the DMZ, and reunifying as a single country, the way Germany had done. And look how well that worked out for Germany. And then some outside meddlers got on in and said, oh, no, no, North Korea thinks they're going to rule the new Korea. No, South Korea thinks they're going to rule the new Korea. And just fanned up that conflict all over again. Now, we have been talking about the real-world condition of America's military. We've been talking about the latest offerings from the defense contractors, very overpriced, poorly performing, fragile weapon systems. F-22 asphyxiating its pilots. F-35, huge laundry list of problems. Insulation in the fuel tank makes the engines blow up on takeoff. Can't fly in the rain, can't fly in the fog, still doesn't have the up-to-date combat-worthy software, won't for a while. Firmware for the, rather software for the onboard cannon not due till 2019 now. Even Israel is saying this the thing is a piece of junk. Then you have the Freedom-class littoral combat ship, drivetrain problems, Independence-class littoral combat ship, corrosion problems, chronic corrosion. Haven't you never heard of a sacrificial anode? The Zumwalt stealth destroyer, drivetrain problems. The Gerald R. Ford is out there on its sea trials, has all kinds of problems with their catapults and their radar systems. And then you have the personnel, as demonstrated by these Navy crews on the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain, that ignored the maritime rules of right of way and, as a result, had these collisions in which people were killed. And now we find out 60, that's 60 admirals, of the Pacific Seventh Fleet are caught up in this Fat Leonard corruption scandal. So now we're seeing this story. This is where the Army is lowering their standards for recruits. They don't want to go to a draft. They know that the instant they go to a draft, there's going to be a huge uproar with the American people who are already war-weary. And young people are already required to register for the draft. They just aren't doing it yet. What they're doing is still trying to recruit people in. They're going into communities where the economy is really terrible and kids coming out of school don't have any jobs. And they just say, well, here, we got a job for you. It's sort of an economic covert draft. But they're having to lower the standards always. Last year, they lowered the standards regarding overweight recruits. And now they just lowered the standards more, where they will accept recruits with a history of bipolar disorder, depression, drug and alcohol abuse, self-mutilation. This is not how you build an effective fighting force. You're going to have army units that are just dealing with the meltdown of their own people. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to take some phone calls. Joe in Rhode Island, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You were talking earlier about the capital of Israel, which is Tel Aviv, being moved to Jerusalem.
Yes.
My question is, Mike, if that happens, would that mean that Israel has full control over the Temple Mount?
Well, Israel has made
control.
Israel has made no bones about the fact that they want undisputed control over the Temple Mount because they want to build the third temple, which will mean the Messiah will return and the world will fall into Israel's hands. And the real irony there is, you know, despite all the propaganda and the history there, that Temple Mount location is not actually the site of the first temple. The first temple is actually located several hundred yards to the southeast, according to archaeologists, Israeli archaeologists saying here's where it really was. What they're building on, that whole Temple Mount, is built on the remains of a Roman fort. That's what those walls are. They weren't part of the original temple or even the second temple. They're the remains of a Roman fort. But everybody's just caught up in the Temple Mount this and the Temple Mount that. And, you know, Israel has made no bones about the fact they want to scrape off all the Muslim temples on the top and build their new third temple there. And that, of course, would also inflame the Middle East horribly.
How badly would that inflame the Middle East at this time?
I think it would probably be the spark that sets it all on fire. And, you know, I remember Ridley Scott, who's a director I really admired, and I regret that I never got a chance to work with him, did a film called Kingdom of Heaven. And there's that final scene near the end where Balian is having negotiations with Salahuddin. And he's saying, Salahuddin says, I wonder if it would not be better if you did. And it was one of the best lines in the entire movie because, you know, this pile of stones with the power to drive men mad through the centuries. It does have an unholy influence over so much of the world's people.
Okay. Michael, one other question if I could. Hello, Mike?
You're on the air.
Yes. The president is over in the Middle East addressing, talking to the leaders of probably 5, 6, 7 countries. It seems to me that he's getting everyone on board for an event that's going to take place in the near future.
Well, first of all, he's in Asia, not the Middle East. He's in Asia, not the Middle East. He's in Manila right now, and then he's about due to come home.
Yes.
Certainly that was his goal, to try and get all these countries on board with something that may be happening in the Western Pacific, like North Korea. But so far, the read is that he's getting a very cool reception from all of these countries, and I don't expect it's going to be all that warm in the Philippines either.
Let me ask you this, Mike. If God forbid, nuclear war does break out. I know in years past, we
Hello, Joe, are you there? Okay, I think we lost our connection there. And can we switch over to Fred in Michigan? Aloha, Fred, are you there?
Did we? Yeah, it's kind of like a... How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that there's a thing going on before you get on air. You know, they go, hello, hello, hello. So, but
there is a noise that the phone system makes, and when you hear that noise, it means that you are the next guest.
It's like that. Is that a pretty good example of the noise? Yeah.
I've never heard it. I don't call my show. I wouldn't waste my time.
Oh. Well, that is exactly. I'm going to tell you, Mike. Okay, here we go. This is what you hear before you go on the air, okay? It's like, that's what happens. And people are going, what the heck's going on? You know, I don't know what's going on. Am I on the air? You know, so anyway.
No, you're right to bring that up here. That is what's supposed to happen. When you hear that sound, that white noise, it means that you are now being plugged in to the show feed, and you are the next guest.
So hopefully that all the people are listening to your show when they call in are going to go, hello, can you hear me? You know, maybe that'll take that away. But
that would be
anyways,
nice.
Yeah, love your program, my friend. And what I do, okay, and I'm in total agreement with you as far as all this stuff that's going on. But my biggest problem is that I work during the day. My wife works at afternoons, okay? When I get on your program, I like to do it in the morning, okay? I get the reproduction of your great show, okay? But it hasn't been on lately. And a lot of times when your show is on, it's going, it's like on slow motion. I don't know.
Is this on, you're saying this is happening on RBN?
Yes, I call the listen thing for, and then I put on, you know, number three is Mike Rivera, okay? So I put that on, but a lot of times when I hear it, when I hear this going, it's like...
It's running slow. Okay.
Very, very slow.
All right, apparently what's happening, this is not happening at RBN. This is happening at the company that provides the phone services for the replays. So we're working on it. That's all we can do. Unfortunately, along with the decline of everything else in our society, our technology is definitely also becoming deteriorated and unreliable. That's the new America. It's all unreliable. Fred, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. And Fred was right on one thing. If you're waiting to go on the air with me and you hear that sound, that means you're up. That's your turn. Now, the Russian envoy, Alexander Grushko, is basically saying that NATO is modeling the command structures of the new NATO. Remember, they were talking about they're revamping their command structure. And Grushko is saying they're basically modeling them on the command structures they had during the Cold War era, to basically deal with a potential Russian attack or to deal with an attack into Russia. Now, maybe the concern is that if, in fact, World War III is going to be sparked in Iran, that they want to make sure that Russia doesn't think about going into Europe at the same time, which I don't think they will. The reality is, according to the Defense Department, these foreign wars are costing America $250 million every single day since 2001. So if you're wondering why your schools are falling apart and there's cracks in the road and the rail system isn't running right and why power is unreliable, why the internet is unreliable, and everything's falling apart, it's because the wealth of this country is being spent on all of these wars. And it's even worse because what they can't spend now, they are borrowing. And according to a report out of antiwar.com, it is now estimated that even if it were to all stop today, the post 9/11 war debt will cost the American taxpayer $8 trillion just in the interest payments alone. Now you know why bankers love wars. Wars are the richest harvest of debt for the bankers. They love wars. Big money maker for them. According to the Prime Minister of Algeria, Ahmed Ouyahia, apparently the Middle Eastern nations have also ponied up about $130 billion to help destroy Syria, Libya, and Yemen. Now, interesting story in this debate about fake news, real news, and basically the fake news is calling the real news the fake news, while the real news is calling the fake news the fake news. But apparently a former contractor for a British-based public relations firm has gone public saying that the Pentagon paid more than half a billion dollars for the production and dissemination of these fake videos of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Remember the beheading videos and all the rest of that stuff? And we said they're fake. This is all. Yeah, they were fake. Half a billion dollars. And obviously, for that kind of money, they were getting real amateurs making those videos here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. As you know, China has renamed the Silk Road Project the Belt and Road Initiative. And it's developing infrastructure along land and sea trade routes, including the original Silk Route that linked Europe to Asia. And they're building that up, and that's going to be a lot of fun to be traveling on. There's a lot of amazing archaeological remains just all along the side of the road of the way stations that were in business when the Silk Road was first in business. So there's a lot of good things. But apparently they're now talking about a project partnered with Russia called the Arctic Silk Road, saying that modern technology has now created a situation where they're going to be able to open and keep open a cargo ship route up around the northern part of Russia and over to Europe. So they're opening up all these trade routes. China and Russia, they're building infrastructure. They're making deals. The U.S. is building weapons and making war. Now, Bitcoin, a lot of people have been talking about Bitcoin. It's soaring. It's going to go way up high. It's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, I actually managed to acquire one Bitcoin. There it is. But a lot of people are saying it's showing signs of instability. And there have been a couple of major dips in Bitcoin, including one of $35 billion. So it does have the appearance of being a bubble. And I think there's going to be a great disappointment in the future for people who are holding onto those Bitcoins. Now, as you know, many of the pension plans in our country are in serious trouble, both private and public. Going all the way back to that 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud, and because Wall Street's pet rating agencies had rated those mortgage bundles AAA, pension funds invested in them. Then the fraud fell apart, the pensions were defunded, they're all in trouble, and now they're trying to figure out how they're going to fix it. Well, my advice would be go back to the Wall Street firms whose fraud created the problem and have them pick up the costs of the pension funds. But no. Democrats are now talking about a bailout scheme. In other words, they want to bail out the pensions on the backs of the taxpayers. And not only is it simply not fair to once again make the taxpayers pay for the crimes of Wall Street, but it betrays a delusional sense among Democrats that there's still vast amounts of wealth out here in the country, that if they just grab it, everything will be okay. And there isn't. We're Americans are down on the edge right now. So we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these few minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Pat Caddell, in a story that's coming out of Breitbart, is saying the global elites want to manage the country's decline. And basically, he's saying that our nation's elites are already aware the United States is going down. There's an economic crash that's coming. China is on the rise. It's got the strongest currency on earth. And what they want to do is manage the country's decline, which sounds an awful lot to me like vulture capitalism, just squeezing the last penny out of the society, and then they'll move over to Asia and just restart operations over there. Now, here in Hawaii, we've lost another one of our iconic airlines, Hawaiian Island Air. And this has been the low-cost way of getting between the islands for many, many decades. And they had to shut down and declare bankruptcy. Apparently, the aircraft lessor attempted to repossess the company's remaining three Q400 aircraft for non-payment. And so they basically canceled all reservations. They've been in business for 37 years. I remember when Aloha Airlines went out of business. And the problem is, of course, that leaves us with Hawaiian Airlines, which is a good airline, but they are much more expensive. And what this is going to do, there's going to be a ripple effect in that people who fly to Oahu or Maui from the mainland are going to be less inclined to fly to the other islands like Kauai. And that's going to have an even harsher impact on their struggling economies. All right, let's take a phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I'm sure you probably reported on this, but I haven't been able to listen recently. But anyway, it's kind of, I mean, I don't know. Donna Brazile is acting like those weren't the questions that she gave to Hillary Clinton before the debate. She's protecting the Democratic Party. That's it. They want to get rid of Hillary Clinton, but they're still losers. The Democrats are losers. They think that we don't know the truth, and it's just, it's pathetic where they're at. I hope everyone knows that. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's as much about protecting the Democratic Party as protecting certain individuals from indictment, because, again, if Hillary goes down, she's made it clear she's going to take everybody else down with her, and that means ripping open the scandal all the way back to that narcocracy and that CIA gun and drug running out of Arkansas in the 1980s that was the hidden part of the Iran-Contra scandal. And so that's what's going on. And I don't know what Donna Brazile was thinking when she wrote her book, but it's very obvious that some immense amounts of pressure have been put on her now that the book is out, to go on back and just discredit her own work, and whether it involved a threat to her life or some kind of a major financial incentive remains to be seen. But I think the inner circle around Hillary is less concerned with protecting the Democratic Party and more concerned with avoiding any more exposures or any more indictments.
Yeah. She's also saying that Russians did hack their server, or they rigged the election in some way. She's saying that.
I know. They got to her. Like I said, a horse's head in her bed or something.
Yeah. Can I say something about Obamacare?
Real quick.
Okay. You know, a lot of people, like a male that's 60 years old and makes $33,000 a year, can get the bronze plan for zero, and the government will subsidize Blue Cross and Blue Shield like $800 a month. And it's just pathetic. It's so sad to see where the only time Blue Cross and Blue Shield would have to pay is if the member paid his deductible first of like $7,000,
and that's
until
a big
they
deductible.
Do that, they're giving Blue Cross $800 a month.
We have to let you go, Alex. We got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I just wanted to chime in on something that you were reporting on a little while ago. You're talking about the author of some article about the controlled decline of America. And I've been talking to this guy for several years, and the author of the article, but and he claims that he used to spend a lot of time, he worked with these guys that were like really, really smart. They were in that group that you said that you used to be in. What was the name of it? Mensa?
Mensa.
Yeah. And he was not one of them, but they used to let him hang out with them after hours and whatnot. And they would let him in. I don't know how they knew, but they claimed to have an inside track on a lot of what was going to be happening and had information that no one else had. But they did say one of the constant themes that he always reported on to me was that America's not coming back. It's already been planned that way. America, they are. It is a controlled decline, a controlled demolition of America. And they said basically the reason for it is the people that are in control, the elites, believe that the standard of living was far too high and exceeded the existing resources. And they were going to bring America down, and America would basically become kind of more of a third or second world place, and it would never come back. And I really question that with the whole Trump thing. I mean, what, you know, we've been hearing for years the economy is going to collapse. It's going to be a total collapse. We've heard all these people and all, you know, Alex Jones, all these different guests over the years. They always have these dates, and then the date comes and goes, and nothing happens. But how much control do you think does Trump have over, say, for example, an economic collapse? Because the thing is, I mean, they could have, I mean, you would think that that's one of the things Trump has going for him. Couldn't they knock, the economic legs out from underneath Trump anytime they wanted to?
And well, here's what's going on. Well, yeah, absolutely. The Democrats would love to see the economy implode under Trump's administration, because then they would tarnish Donald Trump and certainly the Republican tax plan in its current incarnation. They would be able to point their finger at that and say, see, this is what wrecked it. The United States is in the economic mess that it's in because of 100 years of private central banking coupled with one failed government policy after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, this idea about deliberately lowering America's standard of living down to third world level is actually coming out of the globalists, the New World Order people. Before they can really fully drop all the borders, they have to make the standard of living the same all over the world in order to prevent the kind of refugee migrations that we're seeing right now. So that's where a lot of that is coming from. In terms of the economy, I don't think anybody is really in control of it, and I think the indications are that the economy is in serious trouble, and everything that they're doing is just to kind of try and paint over the problem or kick the can down the road until somebody else is in office, but at some point it's going to run out. Now, the conventional wisdom here is that as long as the Federal Reserve has access to those printing presses, that they can simply create more money to deal with whatever the problems are. But as we saw in Zimbabwe, you're going to wind up in a situation where people are walking around with paper notes in their pockets that say they're worth $100 trillion, and they're going to be worth about 27 cents. I think you can still buy them as curiosities over on eBay. And at that point, the problem is, how do you create a whole bunch of new money to fill in the gaps in our economy without convincing the rest of the world to stop using the U.S. dollar, on which so much of the U.S. economy is now dependent? And that's the corner that they're in right now.
Well, there is the plunge protection team. I believe that exists. I think that's kind of, it's kind of official, isn't it?
It's semi-official. Yeah. All the plunge protection team can do is use market rigging to drive up the numbers on the stock market. But it's an illusion because those high prices on the stocks do not actually represent underlying value of the stocks themselves. What the plunge protection team has done in the quest for these sky-high stock market numbers that they can shout at the masses is they've created a massively overvalued stock market. And that means that when a correction finally happens, it's going to have a lot further to go than would have otherwise been the case.
I also wonder, too, if there's some infighting going on that is holding back the downfall, because you got maybe some of the younger globalist elite, maybe the younger family members that think maybe their parents or grandparents are not going to leave them what they're entitled to. So they're trying to rearrange the deck chairs before it all falls down, and they're holding it off so that they can build up their nest, in a better place when it goes down.
Well, I can imagine for the wealthier families, there probably is a little of that going on, where the children have sort of been raised with an expectation of an eventual inheritance, and they're starting to see that sort of melt away. And again, if there's a major correction, there's going to be a lot of these people who are going to be stuck with nothing more than an impressive letter from their brokerage firm. you know, with a fancy number on the bottom, and that's all it's going to be. But frankly, I'm frankly amazed that the collapse has not yet happened. But again, we're dealing with a government and Wall Street that are just continuously changing the rules. And apparently there's more and more of a pushback to Dodd-Frank to remove some of the regulations that were put on Wall Street following the 2008 meltdown. And that means Wall Street gets to go back to doing what they were doing before with bubble this and bundled that and making huge amounts of money off of the backs of the American people.
I say we pray for an LM, you know, a large meteor to hit, you know, Washington, D.C., for starters, and, you know, at least give us a chance.
Well, I would go for Wall Street because Washington, D.C.'s got a lot of cool museums I'd like to see before it's gone, but that's a personal bias. I mean, let's be honest. We probably, all of us, have a long list of places or individuals we'd like to see a giant meteorite come on down and smack on. But again, it just feels like we're heading for a major collapse of the American economy that might take down the rest of the global banking system with it. And it would not be unlike the fall of the Western Roman Empire, which basically brought on the Dark Ages.
All right. Good slip.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, speaking of the GOP tax plan, Mitch McConnell is already out there saying that when he promised there would be no tax increase on the middle class, he misspoke. Golly gee shuckies, it was just a slip of the lip here because the current GOP tax plan does in fact raise taxes on the middle class significantly. The rich are getting a break. The poor don't have anything to tax anyway. So where does the tax burden fall? Always on the middle class. The elites want the middle class to be taxed out of existence because it is from the middle class that opposition to oligarchy has arisen throughout history. And that's why the middle class literally is under economic attack. But Ron Paul is out there with a warning that there is a hidden aspect of the new GOP tax plan that is actually going to raise taxes on pretty much everybody. And the tax hike goes by the name the Chained Consumer Price Index. And the chain CPI raises taxes by understating the effects of inflation on the standard of living. And it does this by using what's called the full substitution effect. Now, with full substitution, the government doesn't consider inflation to have diminished your standard of living if, for example, you can still buy hamburger when inflation has made steak too expensive. So change CPI pushes everybody into higher tax brackets, not because their income has increased, but because inflation creates the illusion that you are richer, even as your actual purchasing power has declined. And Ron Paul is saying that this change CPI is nothing more than a Federal Reserve imposed backdoor tax increase on all Americans. Now, down in South America, Argentina's president, Mauricio Macri, is calling on the United States to install a full embargo on Venezuelan oil shipments. This is in an interview in the Financial Times. Macri said that the social situation in Venezuela is rapidly deteriorating and more decisive measures are needed to topple the Maduro government. Now, of course, if there's an oil embargo against Argentina... Venezuela, it's going to help Argentina sell their oil, but it's also going to hurt Gulf Coast refineries in a bad way. But there's been a sudden development, and a lot of people were saying, wow, this can't be true, but the New York Times is now reporting this. Russia is assuming the responsibility of repaying Venezuela's debt, estimated to be anything between $90 and $130 billion. The agreement has already been reached and is expected to be signed on Wednesday. So Russia has just come on in to Venezuela, which is looking at a social collapse and a regime change by the United States, and say, we're going to pay the debt for you. You're out of trouble. And who do you think Venezuela is going to be friends with after this? It certainly will not be the United States of America. So Putin, the chess master, has once again checkmated the United States government. Now, you've probably been hearing about the Paradise Papers. This is a massive data leak on secret economic transactions around the world, most of them involving tax shelters and various other situations. But apparently, one of the things that came on out from this, even as they're talking about blocking Nord Stream 2 and embargo on Russia, it turns out that a U.S. company is selling Russian liquefied natural gas in Europe. Four cargo carriers owned by Navigator Holdings are loading Russian natural gas at the port of Oost-Luga. Then they head to the Antwerp LNG terminal in Belgium to sell it. So Russia can't sell their natural gas to Europe, but we'll middleman it over there for them. Now, looking at the shale oil bust, according to oilprice.com, peak Permian is only 3 years away. And basically what it is, that for all the environmental destruction that fracking has caused, and we're talking permanent harm to the environment, permanent contamination of aquifers, it never produced the volume of oil and gas that was promised. And they're saying already that their drillers, the fracking drillers, are seeing that they're up against the law of diminishing returns. They're spending more, but they're getting less and less back for it. And the wells are hitting a cost efficiency ceiling. In other words, it's costing more to get the oil and gas up out of these wells than the oil and gas is worth. Now, earlier in the show, I was mentioning that the yuan is the strongest currency in the world. And this is coming out of the German global banking and financial services company Deutsche Bank. According to Deutsche Bank, China has the world's strongest currency. Number two in the world is the Israeli shekel. And during the past year, the shekel has appreciated 6.1% against the currencies of Israel's main trading partners, such as the U.S. dollar, the British pound, the euro. Now, not bad for a nation that desperately needs all of your taxpayer money year after year and month after month. They have a stronger currency than the United States does. Why are we giving them all our money? Now, Walmart has started raising the prices of food and household products on its U.S. website. And apparently the reason they're doing that is because more and more people were going to the website to order products to be delivered to their home, and that was resulting in fewer people actually walking in to their brick-and-mortar stores. And they want people to go into those stores and be subject to impulse buys, where they make more money. And so now they're raising the prices of food and household products. So if you're buying through the website, you're paying more for the products than if you go to the local Walmart. Now, as you know, Amazon is doing big business. They're getting into pharmaceuticals. But they've had some issues with the companies they contract with to deliver products. And apparently there's been a bit of a stink. This is coming out of madnesshub.com, where an Amazon customer ordered a very expensive laptop. The delivery man showed up with the box. Neither the delivery van nor the box had the Amazon logo. It just had the Amazon label in it. And when the man opened it up, there was a mop, a little box with a put-together mop for the kitchen instead of his laptop. And he basically complained to Amazon. Amazon take it to the police. Police say, well, you've got to take it back to Amazon, back and forth. Still no word on whether Amazon is going to make good and actually deliver the laptop. But apparently there are some very shady operations setting up to be Amazon delivery companies that are basically going to be plundering and pillaging those Amazon packages. Now, if you're a member of Amazon Prime, one of the reasons people are paying that yearly subscription fee, in addition to access to the TV channel and so forth, is that supposedly it guarantees you free delivery of unlimited purchase throughout the year. So you can imagine how Amazon customers have reacted, finding out that they're now being assessed an additional fee for same-day delivery service. And in Britain, it's £3.99 plus an expected £2 tip for the driver for all orders under £40. And that tells us that Amazon may not be doing quite as well as a a lot of people thought it was. But they're certainly doing better than Target. Target has just imploded after that ridiculous bathroom policy, with their transgender bathroom policy. Customers boycotted the company, sales plummeted, stock price dropped. Target hoped to curb some of that frustration by adding a private single-stall bathroom, but it was too little, too late. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reported that Target will be closing at least a dozen underperforming stores nationwide. And, yeah, I'm not likely to ever go into a Target ever again. I think we actually have one here on the island of Oahu. Meanwhile, people are tracking shopping, because Christmas shopping has actually already started. And they're tracking the amounts of spending. And they're saying it's already dropping at the fastest rate in 4 years. It's going to be an absolute black cloud Christmas. They're already getting ready for Black Friday and all the other sounds and the sales and the Thanksgiving sales and everything. It's going to be an absolute disaster, and this will probably be the last straw for some of our iconic retailers like Sears. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, a lot of people are looking at these internet shutdowns, which seem to be an ongoing problem. We've had 116 in the last 2 years, and they're accelerating this year. 30 countries have been hit by these shutdowns, and these shutdowns inevitably interfere with banking business for the consumer level. And it's why a cashless society isn't going to work. I told you what Claire and I saw at our local Safeway about 3 weeks ago. Everybody's in line, ready to check on out. The computer system goes down, and only those people who had cash were actually able to leave the store with their groceries. Now, we're having this other article over here. This is from goldcore.com, saying that these same internet shutdowns show why physical gold is the ultimate protection for your wealth. Gold in your possession, under your control, is not subject to an internet cutoff. And we have had a couple of cases of supposed internet problems, shutting people off from their money from the ATM machines. You got to keep it under your control. Whatever your monetary system is, gold, silver, bottle caps, white seashells, paper, coin, have as much of it under your own control as you possibly can. That way you are immune from the failures in the system that they're trying to make you dependent on. And especially with the possible outbreak of war, we're going to see cyber war all over the planet. And yes, the U.S. will be attacked, and I don't think the NSA can do a thing about it, because they engineered all the back doors that the cyber warriors in other countries are going to be using. Now, over in Great Britain, Panorama, which is a really good show. It's sort of their equivalent of 60 Minutes back when 60 Minutes was doing good journalism. And apparently they uncovered evidence of massive fraud in their student loan system. And one education agent was secretly filmed offering to get bogus students admitted into a government-approved private college for a £200 fee. And that would allow the students to fraudulently claim student loans. Then, for £1,500 a year, the agent offered to fake the attendance records and provide all the coursework. It's a racket. Public Accounts Committee Chair Heg Miller, Member of Parliament, said there is criminal fraud going on. From what you've shown me, it needs to be referred to the police. So there's going to be a police investigation. And here in the U.S., we have the diploma mills, where you've got to have an MBA, and if you got enough money, you'll get an MBA. Doesn't matter what you really know. Higher education has become a racket. Get people trapped in debt on student loans, or get them fake degrees to go out and get jobs with. Now, a little bit of depressing news for the people who are favoring Brexit. Story coming out of the BBC, no less, is that... Oh, I'll share this until after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars.
AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.